I love you, mommy.
I love you, mommy.
Welcome to Journaling the Process, where I unveil the daily lessons, mistakes, and missteps of my life that are naturally part of the process that very few share or talk about. I encourage you to stand up tall and walk your own journey of self-reliance, because everything that you're looking for, everything that you want, everything that you are is within you. So dream big, be non-negotiable about your dreams, and choose to settle for a life of no regret. Hey guys, it's your girl. I'm not my 9 to 5, and welcome back to another episode of Journaling the Process, the quarantine edition. Yeah, that's right. So this is a quarantine edition that I decided to create simply because a lot of our asses are at home doing a lot of Netflix and chilling. And your girl decided to switch it up a little bit. So switch up your routine by doing a mini series that you can listen to throughout the week. So if you're not already following me, please make sure to follow the show, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And for my regulars, you guys already know that I got mad love for you. Man, I'm in a singing mood this morning or what? Like, I'm recording this in the morning, so I'm extremely happy. But anywho, you guys already know I got mad love for you. So this series episode in particular is titled My Hair Journey. Very interesting. I was debating if I was going to do this or not, but I'm like, hey, let me just jump on it and just keep it all the way 100. So before I jump into this series, I want to make sure that you guys know exactly where to follow me. And that would be on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter using the handle I am not my 9 to 5. So that is IAMNOTMY, the number 9. So that's the numeric number 9. TO, the number 5. So that's the numeric number 5. And you can also check me out on my website at www.IAMNOTMY9TO5ALTOGETHER.com. Okay, so that's where you can catch me on social media as well as on my website, where I have a freebie for you guys. So definitely go check that out. All right, let's jump right into this episode. So my hair journey. One of the many struggles of my life, to be quite honest, but I'm definitely open to have a discussion and talk to you guys about that. My hair journey particularly has been a slippery slope, simply because from since I was a little kid, I've always been curious and interested in hair. I basically grew up doing my own hair from since the age of like 10 years old. So from sitting in the mirror and doing twist out to trying to figure out how to do box braids. So I'm not new to this whole hair game, but it's been a love of mine when I was younger and kind of slowly faded away as I got older into my late teens, as well as early 20s. And as a matter of fact, you guys can actually check out my blog on my website. So go to IAMNOTMY9TO5.com and check out the blog tab, which is Inner Issue, which is the name of my blog. So it's Inner Issue. And you can get a little snippet of exactly what that looks like, where my journey from loving hair to not loving hair. But now I'm back on the journey of appreciating my hair and really trying to give it a little bit of TLC, which is why I'm recording this episode. So the introduction of the journey is literally because of this whole quarantine, right? I realized about 2 weeks in that I was still wearing my wig, my lace front every single day. And then I was just like, wait, why am I doing this? Like, I don't need to do this. I'm not going to work. I'm pretty much in my house. I'm like, I need to take it off and let my hair breathe. And it's so crazy how when you're such in a routine and a habit of doing something, you don't really realize that you're doing it. I had to really catch myself. And it was all being done on a subconscious level, right? So I was like, okay, I'm going to take this off, because normally I would take my wig off every 2 weeks to do a deep condition and wash and whatever. And I'm like, I don't need to be wearing a wig because I'm not going anywhere. So I took my wig off. I washed my hair, deep conditioned it, and I literally let my hair breathe in a ponytail. So I have my nice little cute ponytail with my big afro puff.
And I had that in for about a week, and I was feeling so good. I'm just like, oh my God, I can actually see myself, right, without my wig. And I'm not one of those people to be like, oh, I don't like my hair, I'm trying to cover it up, and da 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 da. Like, don't get it twisted. I love my hair. I'm learning to love it more now, to be quite honest. But it's just one of those things where being a mom, having to take care of kids, being a wife, preparing dinner, coming home dead tired from a 9 to 5, then you have to jump back into your side hustle, which is what I'm doing right now, as my coaching brand. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot to really take on. And honestly, I'm that girl that likes to look cute from head to toe. And for me, just having a braid up, putting my lace wig on, curling it, styling it, and getting dressed and out the door is quick, easy, and it works for me. So now that I have a little bit more time on my hand, I'm like, okay, like, let's just remove this, step back for a minute, and really give some TLC and some self-care to your hair. And specifically, I feel like as Black women, we don't do that enough. Like, it's cute to put a wig on and to slay and to change your look and all that, but we need to also still embrace our hair. Especially teaching our kids that, our little girls that you can love your hair, that your hair is okay, that you don't always have to cover it up, you know? So it's a whole thing. I'm not an expert on this. I'm just sharing you my experience and my journey. And this time has really allowed me to step back and go deep into treating my hair with a little bit more TLC, like I said. So what that looked like for me was literally nurturing my hair and wanting to put it in some kind of protective style because I've had it out for a while now in a ponytail, right? And we all know this, you can't leave your hair out for too long, it's gonna start breaking, and you need to put the proper oils, and it's a whole routine. So I'm just like, what am I gonna do? I don't wanna put the wig back on, but I wanna have this feeling of comfort and also still looking cute, right? And then I'm like, okay, let me do box braids. I'm like, I can do that. I'm not the best at it because I haven't done it like in years, but I definitely know how to do it. I used to do it when I was younger. So I'm like, okay, cool. I was gonna order on Amazon the extension hair, and I'm just like, it's gonna be so expensive. And that's if I can find it, if it's not already sold out, because I'm pretty sure every Black girl or every Black woman is on that already, because the beauty supply store is like closed. And I just remembered that, oh my God, I have a Caribbean store where I buy my ground provisions, my ackee and saltfish, like just ground food, not too far from my house. And I remember them having a lot of hair products behind the counter, you know, so they have the oils, the grease, hair extensions and weaves and wigs and all that good stuff. So they have a small variety of that. And I'm like, holy shit, let me jump on that now, because I'm pretty sure once everybody catches on that that's still out there as one of the limited resources where you can actually get product and things for your hair, it's going to be cleared out within no time. So I literally jumped into my car, making sure I was safe. Your girl's going outside with like gloves and a mask and, you know, the whole nine yards with Lysol wipes in my car. Like, I'm not playing no games. So I went, got my stuff, grabbed a few of the things, came back home, wiped that shit down, all my packs of extension hair. So the expression packs with Lysol and Pine Sol, bucket in water and just rubbing that package out. Not playing no games, right? Making sure that everything was cool. So I was able to grab a few packs of hair. I also grabbed coconut virgin oil. I also grabbed the Jamaican black castor oil, as well as aloe and some almond oil. So doing all that, I was super excited because prior to me, it's almost like I knew I was gonna do this. I was just working my way into it slowly because prior to that, a week ago, I had went to IGA, so the grocery store, and I was picking up groceries for my family, and I stumbled in the aisle upon the shampoo and the conditioner for Shea Moisture, and I'm just like, oh my God, why is it so cheap? Like, it was so cheap, I had to buy it. So I feel like the universe was like slowly directing me through this whole process, like, I'm gonna get you ready to do this. So anyhow, I have all my stuff now, washed my hair, felt so good putting all that shampoo and conditioner and treating it. And I decided that, like, oh my God, I'm gonna make my own grease, because I can make my own hair grease or hair oil with the products that I got. And that wasn't really my intention. I just knew that I needed to have these things because I see it on YouTube and all these girls talking about these different products that really work well with our hair and to nurture it. And I decided to just take an old container that I had, dropped a bit of coconut virgin oil in there, dropped a bit of that black Jamaican castor oil in there, and dropped a bit of that almond oil in there, and stir that bad boy up, and came up with my own hair grease. And when I tell you, I did a nice twist out in deep condition and also put those oils into my hair. My hair was feeling so good, guys. Like, I'm not even gonna play. It was feeling so good. And to the point, I literally saw, like, the oils dripping from my hair. I know I overdid it a little bit, but it was just such a good feeling to feel my scalp so hydrated with the proper nutrients and oils that it needed. Like, I was literally feeding my hair with what it needed. So I did that, and I just wrapped my hair up and went to bed, and I literally kept the twist in my hair for about 2 days. Tell me how the following morning, now I'm on TikTok scrolling through my feed, and within the first 5 minutes, I come across a video where this girl is literally showing you how to create longer and thicker hair by using aloe. And I'm like, really, universe? Really? Because I knew I needed the aloe because, as I said, I've seen people talk about it, but I didn't know how I was going to implement it into this new hair routine of mine. And I saved that video, and now I'm going to make that product. I haven't made it as yet. I'll definitely let you guys know how that turned out, maybe even blog about it on the continuation of this hair journey. But yeah, this girl literally blended up the jelly from the aloe. So she cut it up into 4 sections and scraped the jelly out of it, put it into a blender with the Jamaican black castor oil, a little bit of olive oil, and blended that shit together. And it made a nice creamy paste. And she said she basically put it in her hair around twice a week, and it helped strengthen the hair and make it thicker, let alone longer. So I'm like, I'm definitely going to try that. So you guys can definitely try that. And if you do, like, let me know. Let me know what the results are. I haven't tried it myself, but I'm definitely going to try it. I'm still working my way with my little hair grease that I made. And I literally made the decision to no longer buy hair grease. I know. Hair grease is so bad for you. I know. I've heard it a million times. I'm still guilty to have been still buying it. But now that I know how to create my own, I'm going to use what I have so far, and I'm no longer going to buy hair grease. I'm going to make my own. It just feels so much more healthier, and it penetrates through your hair so much better when I made my own. So yeah, that's literally my hair journey, and I haven't braided my hair yet in the box braids. I'm going to try to do that by the end of the week. I'm going to definitely take a picture of what it looks like. So I'm going to slay my hair by myself. Wish me good luck. And I'll put it up on my blog. I'll write up about it. So you guys have the first dibs on getting introduced to me doing this whole process. But I'll definitely write up about it on my blog on Inner Issues. So you guys can definitely go check that out on IamNotMy9To5.com. And that should be available by the end of the week. Okay? So take care, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I know this was a little bit different. I basically explained to you my hair journey process. And if you want to share some tips or suggestions that you use for your particular hair that may be helpful for me, I'm definitely open, because your girl's trying to get some long, thick hair, like maybe a little past the shoulder length. That's the goal, right? So at the end of the day, thank you guys so much for listening. Please make sure to share and make sure to follow your girl on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter using the handle I Am Not My 9To5. Love you guys. Bye.